Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 30th of October. The US GDP data was in the top half of the forecast range. French third quarter GDP was better than the strongest forecast in the very wide forecast range. German and Euro area GDP for the third quarter are both due later on. The numbers will all be revised, of course, and the chances are they'll be revised quite a lot because of the chaos we've all been living through. And the numbers will probably be revised up because where data has been missing, the guesses statisticians have been taking are likely to be too pessimistic. The composition of growth is exactly what economists expected to see. People spent their savings as they came out of lockdown, with a clear bias to spending on consumer durable goods. There should be more evidence of this with the US income and consumption data for September released later today. Firms have not invested so heavily, as some firms have no future amidst the structural changes that lie ahead. Some firms want to see where they should be investing as the way of working changes. And some firms have less need to invest because they can rely on their employees to provide their own laptops, office furniture, and real estate. The trends are clear, even if the detail of the data is not to be relied upon at this stage. It is also obvious that the main driver of growth, the consumer, will be slowing in the fourth quarter. The consumer was always going to slow in the fourth quarter as the stock of savings has been depleted. To this, we have to add the effect of restrictions in Europe, which will stop consumers spending in certain areas of the economy. This is not the lockdowns that we had earlier in the year, where consumers were cowering at home fearful of going out. But the economic impact will be substantially less, as fear is less today, and as restrictions are more moderate. But there is likely to be another period of reduced consumption and increased saving. If fear remains contained, those savings should then be spent early in 2021. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank did nothing yesterday with its normal masterful command of inactivity. This was not a time to be doing anything, to stimulate the economy at a time when most governments are trying to slow economic activity to save lives would be perverse in the extreme. There is a promise of a reorganisation and stimulus in policy in December, which is all very exciting, no doubt. There must be a hope at the ECB that the range of government restrictions on economic activity will be easing at that point. This would make stimulus more logical. To stimulate would potentially do real economic harm to parts of the economy that are still subject to restriction. Encouraging people to spend but telling them they cannot spend on certain items might divert money away from parts of the economy that will need it. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.